Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Norfield.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah. So just be aware of that.
Be aware. Be very aware.
Be aware of what's going on in Norfield. It's a good place. Wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, it's just a click away. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com and order it to be shipped right to your door. You can have it right there in the privacy of your own home.
The privacy.
Privacy. And it's for your own leisure. And, of course,
in the hot tub.
And, of course, it supports the Bulldog Initiative, as does our other sponsor, Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if you are already spending money on printing, and, guys, if you own a business, you are. You are a business owner. You spend money on printing. Why not spend money with a company that's going to give back to the Bulldog Initiative, that's Bulldog-owned and operated and has been that way for 30 years, over 30 years? Pip Printing and Signs. Whatever kind of signage you need in your business, whatever kind of marketing materials you need for your business, they've got you taken care of at Pip Printing and Signs. Call Camden Baker, 601-499-5216. By the way, I've stressed this a few times. That's his number. That is not the number to Pip Printing. That is his number. He is that dedicated to his customers that you can call him directly and get an account set up today to get some great marketing materials, great signage on your business, and support the Bulldog Initiative. Call Pip today.
Yeah.
I think I'm really starting to feel like I'm getting comfortable.
You're in your groove.
Yeah. It's like bottom of the third. Maddox has already been through the order one time. I'm starting to feel it a little.
You're in your rocking chair.
Yeah, yeah. Don't talk to me anymore because it's like a perfect game.
Yep.
Don't say anything.
I won't say anything about it.
All right, then. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Maybe you want a new jacket. Maybe you want,
The jacket.
I don't know if they sell parkas or anything like that. Maybe a toboggan. It is freaking cold outside. Well, they've got winter gear at College Corner, so check it out. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Or if you don't want to go outside in the ice storm, you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. It'll get there.
I don't.
It'll get there when the ice melts. Collegecornerstore.com, two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Get the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. I wanted to go there the other day, and my kids talked me out of it because they're...
And then you were going to go there the other day with me.
Yes.
And my parents.
So this week we're going to Restaurant Tyler.
Yes.
But as I drove by, I saw our friend Brandon Langlois talking to Neil Price outside.
Nice.
What do you think that conversation was like? Brandon, that catfish was delicious.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I love Brandon.
All right, I'll see you later. Hail State. My Neil Price isn't bad.
Howdy, y'all, in Hell State.
Yeah. I'll have cheese, grits, and butter beans. I don't know why we're ripping on them all of a sudden.
I don't know.
It just worked.
Neil's awesome, too.
Yeah, we love those guys, but, you know. So maybe, you know, you should be like...
You've made it if people are impersonating you.
That's a good point. Yeah.
If people are impersonating you, it means that
no one's ever doing a Brian Haydad impression. No one, I've never heard it.
Well, I don't really know, like, if you have a signature. Like, for me,
yeah,
I feel like I have a few quirks about me that people can make fun of me about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe some things that I say.
Really?
Or like,
I've never caught
certain phrases or
I've never caught them.
Some people have, like, you know, dude. Like, sometimes I say dude.
You do that.
Like,
yes.
People will pick up
dude.
On that. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. I say literally a lot.
You literally say it a lot.
I do.
Okay.
But there's not anything that I would say is like your signature.
Okay. Actually, I have a
statement.
Signature. I have a signature word, but we can't say it on the air.
Is it four letters?
No, it's seven.
Okay.
So involves involves a deity doing terrible things to people.
Oh.
That's my signature word.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
There you go. Now you've got it now. Well, if I may, then, dude, you should literally go to Restaurant
dude.
Tyler.
Yes.
It feels like a little Keanu Reeves Point Break in there.
Somebody
like
asked.
Like Southern Keanu Reeves Point Break, Johnny Utah kind of thing.
Yeah.
Going on there.
Somebody asked on the message board the other day, where should I get some brunch?
Yeah.
And it was Tyler,
everybody
Tyler,
saying
Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
A few people dropped in a few other places, but easily the most named place in there is Restaurant Tyler.
No surprise.
And you can't dispute it. And it's not because we get paid to talk about it.
Those are the facts.
I talked about Restaurant
and
Tyler.
And they are undisputed.
Yeah, that's true. I talked about Restaurant Tyler before we were getting paid to do this. So
yeah.
I'm glad that they're a part of this show that I can talk about it even more.
There you go. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be the guide for you to find the branch near you and start a relationship with a bank that's going to serve you and your family for a long, long time. Small town feel, but big time financial performance. That's what Priority One Bank offers you. If you're a Priority One Bank customer right now, you know about their app. It's one of the better. It's probably the best mobile banking app out there. Do a lot more on there than just move your money around. Find a location near you at PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Yeah. You know, Robbie, I feel bad for two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Mississippi State fans because they want to buy into basketball. They
yeah.
want to buy in so badly. And yet every time it's like, all right, this is the one, buy in here, this is the game, buy in here, invariably State loses it. I also feel bad for Mississippi State's athletic marketing officials who have to continue to find games. This is the one, pack the hump, this
yeah.
is the one. And then, it you know, I got a laugh out of Zach Selman's tweet on Saturday night when he referred to the game as an alternative outcome. I'm going to start doing that about things. Anytime I lose something, you know, it's just an alternative outcome.
Yeah.
I've never heard
that
a loss referred to that.
I know.
Like, I know Zach is a great speaker.
He's a wordsmith.
He's a wordsman. But never heard that before. But
it was kind of like a Mike Tomlin saying. Like, if you ever listen to Mike Tomlin's
yeah.
press conferences, there's a little Les Miles in there.
Okay.
That's who Mike Tomlin always reminds me of is Les Miles.
Okay.
That, like, uses a lot of words.
A lot of words, say a little.
Yeah.
I got you. 82-74, Alabama gets the win. State had an opportunity to get two quad one week wins in a week, only gets the one. A game where State was tied with, how late in the game were they tied? Let's see here. Period two is what we're looking for, Robbie. It was 74-74 with 2:42 to go. Alabama closes on an 8-0 run, and in that time frame, State missed six free throws. After tying the game on a second chance put back by Cam Matthews, Mark Sears comes down, makes a jumper to give Alabama a 2-point lead, and then everything else from the line for Alabama. Four of those points from Sears, who led all scorers with, I believe, 20 points. The free throw thing was the killer. State in the first half was only 5 of 10 from the line. They then made 11 straight to make it look respectable. They were 15 of 21 at that point. But then they missed 6 free throws with the game on the line. 2 from Tolu Smith, 2 from Shaq Moore, 2 from Cam Matthews. Tolu Smith, you just look at his stat line without really any context, and you see he had 15 points and 10 rebounds. You're like, okay, double-double, not bad. But then you see it was 5 of 15 from the field, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. He had the opportunity. I mean, that's 40 points that he had the opportunity to score, including some point-blank misses. I thought Alabama played very physical, and then maybe I'm being generous by saying that. I think you and I would both agree the officiating was a travesty.
Yeah.
And then look, when I say that, it's on both ends.
It was. Right?
It was on both ends of the court.
But I do think it affected what Mississippi State wanted to do.
I think they got totally out of his game.
It did. And, all that being said, it's no excuse, because at the end of the game, they had a chance to tie the ball game with 35 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right? I think it was a 2-point game. Tolu gets fouled. I forget exactly when it was.
Okay, so it's 76-74 with. And Tolu gets fouled at 2:05 and
okay,
he misses
that,
the two free
it
throws.
It was that four back.
Right, so he misses
either way,
there. Then they have some.
Shaq. Shaq missed two.
Right.
Cam Matthews missed two. Right?
Shaq misses two, went State down four.
Yeah.
So it could have made it a 2-1 possession game. State gets the ball. Then they make it they still make it a 2-possession game. It's 80-74. It's still a 2-possession game. Or did he miss those free throws? Where did Cam miss? Oh, Cam missed. Okay.
Cam missed the first two.
No.
I mean,
Tolu,
after Tolu.
Then Cam, then Shaq. That's how the order of missing
just,
free throws went.
What's really frustrating about it is it skews what they were doing at the free throw line, because they made 11 straight. They actually were shooting the free throws really well. And to me, it tells me a little bit maybe they were tired. That's not an excuse, but I think that
free throws
that probably
legs
played
them,
into
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's just really frustrating, because it's just like you said, this fan base is just so fractured with basketball, and every single time something like this happens, they pack it out and Mississippi State loses, and then everybody just kind of falls back off the bandwagon.
Right.
And what I would say to that is, just keep packing it out. Because eventually you will push them over the hump. It's not going to be like this every time. They will eventually be able to win these games consistently. I truly believe that. Because they've been knocking on the door. They haven't been able to get over the hump. They did that against Tennessee. They didn't do it against Alabama. But this is a program that's still learning to stack those moments. And I think the atmosphere probably got to them a little bit. But they haven't been in this atmosphere very often at Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just don't understand, like, the people that punish the team because they didn't win the game. And I totally get it. You don't want to invest in that, knowing that you're probably going to be heartbroken. But the team is close, I believe. They play hard just about every night. They put themselves in position most times. It's frustrating that they haven't been able to stack these kind of games.
That's what it is right there. They're like... You get a win, and you're like, okay. And we've talked about this before, right? I can't believe it to say it again. The parable of Sisyphus. You roll the stone all the way up to the top of the hill, and right when you're about to push it over, you slide and you come all the way back down. Mm-hmm. And that's what State is. Tennessee, they're at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
They beat Alabama, and it's okay. Well, now we're going down, and we got momentum. And instead, you can't get over that hump, and now you got to start all over again. And then you got to play at Kentucky. This Wednesday.
Tough.
Against the Kentucky team that just lost. So, I mean, the odds of Kentucky losing two in a row and one of them at home, not good.
The good thing about that game is they just don't have a Oscar Tshiebwe, Anthony Davis.
But we thought that about Alabama.
Yeah, but they had a little more dynamic.
Yeah.
And Grant Nelson was – he's not like a connect, but he was a guy that, could do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
He could kind of post up on you. He could defend. I thought he defended pretty well against Tolu. He was physical. But Kentucky has really kind of screwed themselves. They lost Tshiebwe. They tampered to try to get Tolu Smith. That didn't work. And they're kind of stuck with their post players. And, Texas A&M didn't really have those guys either, but they hit some big shots.
Yeah.
Kentucky can really shoot it. If State can really make that game ugly and – on the defensive end, be really good on the perimeter defensively, they got a good shot. I think they're going to score consistently in the paint. I think they're going to have some success down there. State's like really hurting right now, and Andrew Taylor being a complete wash,
mm-hmm.
and Keyshawn Murphy now being missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, according to some sources that you and I talked to, he's left Starkville, is back home apparently. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Last week they couldn't get up with him. I think he's upset about playing time. That's hurting them in the post. You basically have two guys right now in the post.
Saturday night. They could have used him. Yeah.
If you could have got 10 minutes out of him on mm-hmm. Saturday, it would have been in good shape. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right now, as it stands, you basically have Jimmy Bell and Tolu Smith. And Jimmy is not, you know.
He's not playing well.
He's not playing extremely well coming off the bench. So, I don't know. I mean, that's definitely hurt them. And you could really use those guys down the stretch of the SEC. But it doesn't look like you can count on either one of them. So, they're going to have to figure it out. Jaquan Scott gave him a couple of good minutes. I thought Trey Fort had some good moments for him. Those guys are going to have to play well. They're going to have to help him out. But, it was tough that they lost that game like that, but it doesn't hurt you at all. It's a quad one opportunity. It hurts that you've had two chances against South Carolina and Alabama that you let kind of go by the wayside that would have like had you firmly in the NCAA tournament right now and now working on seeding had you won those two games. And you're a top 25 team had you won those two, but you didn't.
Yes, so, they would be in the top 25 tomorrow or today if they had won. Yeah, there's no question.
And that's two that you would have three quad one wins already in SEC play.
Yeah.
Would have one of the best resumes right now in the SEC,
mm-hmm.
but you couldn't finish.
Let it get away from them. So
yeah,
four Bulldogs in double figures. Josh Hubbard 14, but again on 11 shots. You know, he just didn't have his.
It was a real quiet night for him. But
yeah, Cam Matthews with 12 points. You know, that's great, but you know. He got into foul trouble early in the first half, and sort of his absence hurt Mississippi State because you're missing Keyshawn Murphy.
Yeah.
And so they put in
Jaquan Scott against Tennessee, too, in the second half.
I can't say it. Jaquan Scott, and you know, who gave him 7 minutes, but only one rebound, didn't really do much on the stat sheet there. Deshaun Davis is not doing anything right now, only played 18 minutes, took two shots, had three assists, but a turnover, and just –
I think Josh is starting to steal some of his minutes.
I think Josh Hubbard is probably going to end up being the starting point guard pretty soon. So State goes to Kentucky. Then they have a home game Saturday, and you're thinking, okay, maybe they can get people back for that. But it's Vanderbilt, who's the worst team in the conference. And, you know, I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. Vanderbilt is not going to go 0-18 in the conference. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
No, Arkansas might. No, I'm just kidding. Arkansas won't, but they are 0-3. I don't know what's wrong with Arkansas.
Well, I think they're relying too heavily on the portal. I don't think that's a good thing for basketball.
Yeah.
To just, you know, bring in players like that of the portal. I mean, look at Andrew Taylor this year. I mean, he's been a complete bust for Mississippi State. Imagine having
three or four
of those. That screws your whole team.
Be a problem. So we'll see what happens. But a big opportunity for Mississippi State. You know, to the fans that did show. It was a great crowd, great atmosphere. I thought they were into the game up until the very end. And, you know, at the end, you know, you just can't make free throws, and that's the difference in the game. I do hate that when State loses a game because of free throws, because then our mentions turn into, why don't they practice free throws?
Right.
Like they don't do it.
And, again, they had made 11 straight.
Yeah.
Like that, and Tolu came into the game 20 for 24.
Yeah.
So maybe I jinxed him. I talked about it the other day, but State against Alabama, too, has just been god-awful from the free throw line.
Yeah.
What was the stat I had? Like 41 of 70 or something for the last 2 years?
Something like that. It cost them 56%. I mean, Nate Oates talked about it in his press conference.
It cost them in the home game last year against them.
41 of 73 in the last three games against Alabama.
And Tolu was bad in both the home game against Alabama from the line. It's just... I think he was like 11 for 30. Like, it's something's got to change for Mississippi State to consistently come out in these ball games and take control. I think that's just going to be Mississippi State. Like, I think they're going to be an up and down team. I don't think you're going to see a team that is the same every game.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what you're going to get there. And another thing they've really got to improve on, and it, you know, plagued the women the other night too a little bit, offensive rebounding for the other team. Second chance opportunities.
It wasn't as bad this game. State actually was better on the offensive boards than Alabama.
But early in the game,
game it was a problem. The biggest problem was points off turnovers. State only had 12 turnovers, but Alabama got 18 points off of them. State forces 13 turnovers and only gets 6 points out. They could not get transition points.
The fast
against
break,
Alabama.
Yeah. 18 nothing, wasn't it?
18-6.
Six, okay. Yeah. So, I think it was 18 nothing at one point.
I think about fast break points, you're correct. 18 nothing. Yeah. 18-6 was the points off turnovers.
Yeah. But you know, Alabama likes that. They're
that's how they want to play.
They're a pace team. And State kept them out of that pace last year at Bama. That was a game where State was winning the whole game. They turned it into the game they needed it to be, and they just couldn't finish. They couldn't do it last night. They couldn't force Alabama into a slow down game where they're making mistakes. They got to play their pace, and State's got to be able against teams like that. You got to be able to limit what they like to do.
Yeah,
and Nate Oates was able to do it.
Yeah,
that's just way too many points. I mean, 40 points plus in both halves.
Yeah, but and what's funny is State held them 10 points under their average. They averaged 91 a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you held them 82, you're not doing that badly. I thought State shot the ball. State getting 74 points feels pretty good.
But that's not the game that they can
that's
win.
That's not what they want to play, yeah.
That they need a game like they did against Tennessee. You know, Tennessee scored 72.
Yeah.
But they had 21 in the first half or
22.
Something. 22.
You were so close.
That's the kind of game they have to play against teams like that.
Yeah.
That you do not want to get in a shootout if you're Mississippi State. That's just that's the game that is always going to play in the other team's favor.
Yeah. On Sunday, a little bit better result for Mississippi State as Sam Purcell gets his first win over Ole Miss, 69-57. This is a game that was very back and forth through three quarters. And then you made reference, you know, a year ago, Ole Miss dominated the fourth quarter and got a win against Mississippi State. This time around, it was State that completely controlled the fourth quarter, only allowed 6 points. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Big win for Purcell. Good week for him. A couple of wins, a road win against Arkansas, and now a win over Ole Miss. His first win over the Rebels. It's hard for a game against Ole Miss to be a sneaky big win, but when you think about the big picture of Mississippi State women's basketball, it was.
It was just one of those like get the monkey off your back kind of wins. So Ole Miss, I don't think, is a very good team this year.
Okay,
they play really hard nose defense.
They're kind of like State's men last year.
They're similar. They don't have a lot of players that can just go get you a basket. And last year, they had Angel Baker, and then they had Maya Taylor was a good point guard. She kind of controlled things for them and did a lot of facilitating, and obviously did that at Mississippi State too. So Angel Baker was one of the better scorers in the league. Marquisha Davis is a good scorer. And she does a lot of good things, but she's kind of a mid-range, you know, drive-to-the-basket type of player. They don't have a lot of players that can just go get them a bucket. And they don't have a point guard right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing Madison Scott, who's a forward, at the point guard position. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of their issue. But I thought State, we talked about the offensive rebounds by other teams.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really poor job in the first three quarters of blocking out and keeping Ole Miss off the offensive glass. 15 offensive rebounds in the first three quarters for Ole Miss, 16 second-chance points. And that's just too much. For a team that struggles to score, you can't give them other opportunities, and that's what they did. But State kept it within striking distance, gave themselves a chance in the fourth quarter, and I thought what they did in the fourth quarter was something that they have to do the rest of the way. They played hard. And that's kind of been their biggest issue when they've lost games. They just haven't played extremely hard. Mm-hmm. They lost to Chattanooga. I thought they got outplayed in that game. I thought they got outplayed against Vanderbilt. South Carolina, I thought they played hard. They just weren't as talented. But the last two games in the fourth quarter, they have really played hard. Jessica Carter has been exceptional in the fourth quarters. And State has just finished strong. They've got to do that every game, all four quarters. And when they do, this is going to be a really difficult team to beat. But the consistency of it is kind of the biggest thing. How hard do they play on defense? How hard do they attack in the glass? I thought the fourth quarter they did that. They out-rebounded Ole Miss 12-5 in the fourth quarter, outscored them 20-6. Last year, got outscored 11-6 in the fourth quarter, I think, and lost that game by double digits. Just couldn't score. This one, they turned the tables and had a really good quarter. Now they got a stack ball games. They got Tennessee coming up on Thursday. Rekia Jackson's coming back to play in Starkville. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge game. You get that game, and then all of a sudden, you're probably closing in on top 25 with LSU coming to town.
You mentioned Jessica Carter, and in State's first two SEC games, you know, both losses, she was almost non-existent.
14 points combined.
And then in these last two games combined?
45.
I mean, that's a difference there. What's the difference? What turned the switch on for her?
She's playing hard. Mm-hmm. She's not shying away. And that's not to say she wasn't playing hard. Mm-hmm. Just more like she's just been more aggressive. Mm-hmm. She's been more confident in herself. She had 6 points, I think, against Vanderbilt, just kind of disappeared in that game. She scored 8 against South Carolina. And then against Arkansas, she took the game over in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was a close ball game. State was kind of dying on the vine a little bit. And she took the ball game over. She had 6 rebounds in the fourth quarter, I think, in that one. Had 19 in the game, 22 points. She scored 23 on Sunday. Only 5 rebounds, so you'd like to see more from her there. But you can't really complain about her effort. And on the defensive end, I thought she was active with her hands. Went straight up on a lot of plays, blocked some shots, disrupted some shots. I thought she played really well. And she is the key for Mississippi State. If she's playing well, they have a chance to beat anybody. If she's not, they can lose to anybody. That's kind of where they are with her.
Really good win for Mississippi State. Good week for the women. For the men, I mean, getting a split was necessary. They had to get a split. They did that. I'll be honest, I thought it would be the other way. I thought they would lose to Tennessee and beat Alabama. But you take.
And I mean, honestly, if you're going to pick the two, you're going to take Tennessee. Top 5
for
win.
Sure.
I know Alabama was ranked a spot ahead of them in the net.
Mm-hmm. But
in the end, I think Tennessee's net is probably going to be higher.
Tennessee is a better basketball team than Alabama.
You got a top 5 win, you will take that all day. Yeah. Now, you want both of them.
Yeah.
But nobody predicted both of them
to
happen.
Then you got to split this week, but
it's got to be Vanderbilt.
It's got to be Vanderbilt if you split.
Yeah.
If you go 2-0, it's great. But if you go 0-2 or 1-1 and the 1 is Vanderbilt, that's a huge
quad 4 loss.
I mean, at that point, with 2 quad 4 losses, you are legitimately like they have to win 12 conference games to get in. So. They got to beat Vanderbilt. Kentucky can just be what it is. You get another chance at Kentucky at home at the end of next month.
I mean, here's the thing. They're about to play 4 straight quad 1 games.
Kentucky is quite, be 4 straight.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And there's more opportunities ahead for them. They got plenty of chances to build their resume. So the men, it's all about just, winning some games here. For the women, it's about getting through the first 6 conference games, 5 or 6 conference games, and having your head above water, being 500, because the back half of that schedule is much more attainable for the women. There's not a whole lot of teams in that back half that scare you.
Already getting past South
There's
Carolina,
no South Carolina, no LSU.
When do you play LSU?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Is that here or there?
It
should be here, right?
Yep.
That'd be an interesting Sunday?
Thursday or Sunday? Thursday.
Thursday game?
Yeah.
All right. So it should still be a good crowd.
I think they got Tennessee. No, they might play Kentucky in between there. I'll have to look.
What good are you?
I know.
This is your thing.
Yeah, the back half of that schedule is a lot easier for them. When you've got South Carolina and LSU out of the way.
Once you get South Carolina out of the way, you're like halfway home. So it's Tennessee, Florida.
Florida.
And then LSU LSU's on a Monday. That's the We Back Pat game. And then Kentucky is after that. But then you're right. After you get past LSU, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, and Oxford. Kentucky again. Yeah.
A&M's your toughest game in there, and you really don't even know what they're going
to
do.
So a chance to stack some wins.
You can stack some wins here. You play Auburn on the road, who just beat LSU today. That's going to be tougher than it looks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they can beat Kentucky twice.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can beat Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can beat Florida at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can beat Ole Miss. I think they can beat Alabama, Auburn. They can win 6 to 8 games in that
conference?
Back half. And then plus what you have now, I mean, if you can beat Tennessee, you're looking at 10, 11 wins.
That'd be great.
Play.
It'd be great. Be in good shape.
Yep.
Be in good shape there. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. You know, the best way to beat the cold is fire. So fire up your grill. Just go out there in 10-degree weather. Don't let it bother you. And put some steaks on the grill. Now, you need to move quick. As soon as you get them off the grill, run inside. Don't linger outside. They will get cold. But
why you
got it happening there? So
I've grilled outside in ice before.
It won't be the first time. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Head out to and get some beef on the grill this weekend and every weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. I just found something out about Two Brothers that I didn't know.
Oh.
Ran into one of our listeners, and he was like, I missed you at Two Brothers. I went there on Wednesday. They do a wing special on Wednesday. I didn't know.
Oh.
6 wings, $5.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Guess
what? They're going to be seeing us very soon on a Wednesday. At Two Brothers. So, yeah, the best smoked wings I've ever had are at Two Brothers. They are fantastic. And, of course, everything else there. I was really hungry when we went on Thursday. I got a taco and a sandwich. That's how hungry I was.
Man, and that prime rib.
That thing was looking good.
So good. I smashed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got another Stephen A. Smith video where it's just him cackling.
His hatred for the Cowboys is healthy, in my opinion. I want to have that.
We all need somebody to hate like that.
I need that kind of relationship with Ole Miss. I need them to start losing games.
Oh, you do?
But I need them to lose games.
Oh, you need it to happen. Yeah.
I need for them to I need them to be 10-9. I need them to be 9-2 going into the Egg Bowl next year. And it's like, if they win, they're in to the college ball playoff. And State gets them, and I will release a video like that where I'm just cackling.
At Ole Miss, too.
Yeah, it would be incredible.
Oof.
Great products, great service. Every business promises it to you, but who has been delivering it to you for 49 years? That's Advantage Business Systems. If you need technology, I wonder what kind of technology they were giving out 49 years ago. Well, if I was doing this commercial then, like, if you need typewriters, if you need a...
You know, we're getting dangerously close to 50 years ago being like
word processors.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They actually had computers. I'm
trying to think, like, what do they used to call those? If you need a mimeograph machine, you call Advantage Business Systems.
A fax machine.
You remember the smell of the mimeograph machine? Did your school have one like that?
It's burning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the the laminate.
Laminating, yeah.
Yeah, where it just runs through.
Do you need
like
one
you
of those things
hot?
That looks like it cuts off your hand? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That every school had for like making everything edged up? Yeah. Check out these new Xerox copiers. You just put the piece of paper in, it comes out the other end. It's incredible. That's what it was 49 years ago. But now it's top of the line copiers, printers, laptops, information and mailing systems, and it backed up with the kind of service that keeps the doors open for 49 years. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business.
Man, look at this peak mill performance from Cody Kennedy.
Howtoblockright.com.
Is that a skull can in his
bring it forward?
In his pocket there?
Yeah, it's either that or he's happy to see us, one of the two.
It's either a dip can or like Altoids or something.
There's no chance that's Altoids. That is skull long cut.
That man is an offensive line coach if I've ever seen one.
Let's get to blocking.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I hope Malcolm Reed is aware of his existence. I need to get them two in a picture together.
You know he knows who he is.
Well, Malcolm's a big rebel, so I don't know.
He had barbecue sauce in his shirt.
He did.
In his picture.
He does.
Pretty positive.
Yeah.
But
the collegiate, if he's got a stain on his shirt, it means he needs a new one. So maybe he should shop at The Rogue. The Rogue in Jackson, they have the collegiate collection, the shirts, the polos, the pullovers that you want. Great looking brand, name brand, stylish polos, maroon, white, gray, black. not a mixture of four colors, not the whole color wheel on one shirt, and certainly not a gigantic banner M that's going to make you look like, you know, like yesterday's news. We had one of our listeners come up to us. He had his son with him. He's like, which of our shirts looks better? One guy had the son had on the interlocking. Dad had on the banner M. I'm like, you're a dinosaur. Get that banner M out of here. You need to shop at the Rogue and check out their collegiate collection. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. Mississippi State this weekend hosted a number of high school players, including some signees already on some unofficial visits, including one Caleb Cunningham, five-star receiver, Choctaw Central High School? Choctaw County. Choctaw County High School?
Choctaw Central is Philadelphia. That's okay. The Choctaw School.
Okay. Choctaw County High School.
That's Ackerman. That's where my daughter goes.
Okay. Five-star receiver. We saw him at the game, sitting with Jeff Lebby, sitting with Chad Bumpus, social media, taking videos, appeared to have a good time. I saw the quotes from his visit. I read those on three, which is what am I saying? You already know all about.
You don't have to tell me about that new site. I know all about it.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to catch you up on it. So, said he had a good visit. Said he was really close to committing, but God told him to just be patient and hold on. There goes God again.
God does not like Mississippi State at all.
God just keeps his nose in Mississippi State recruiting. I want to make a statement here, and I want to get your thoughts on it. From a perception standpoint, obviously from a needs standpoint, they're greater. From a perception standpoint, this is the most important recruit for Mississippi State in the last 10 years.
It's up there.
A five-star receiver. They did good this past class. Stonka, J.J. Harrell, those are good players. This is a five-star, one of the top players in the country at the wide receiver position where you have not done well. He's basically in your backyard. He's saying all the right things. If he went anywhere else right now, it would be a huge upset. If he went to Ole Miss, it would be unfathomable. A terrible loss for Mississippi State. They've got to get this guy in the boat.
Yeah, I think so. It's very similar to Jeffrey Simmons. Just like they just got to win this. Mm-hmm. And I would be shocked as we sit here today on January 14th. And I've been shocked before, but it would be really shocking if he doesn't come to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I've been covering Caleb since eighth grade. You know, I live in Ackerman. Daughter goes to school there. And you talk to anybody in Ackerman right now and anybody that knows Caleb, and they feel like it's going to be Mississippi State. When that happens, I don't know, but the relationship he has with Chad Bumpus, the relationship Chad Bumpus has with his mom and dad, the closeness in which Mississippi State is, mm-hmm. and you know how he feels about being around, you know, family and all that, it just would be a big surprise if he doesn't choose Mississippi State. I don't know how many times they've had a guy this caliber as far as rankings are concerned that is just like a slam dunk, like they would really have to screw this up not to get him.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often. But every now and then you have a guy that is ranked really high at a place like Mississippi State. Missouri has it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That you have all the ties with, and it's just there for the taking. And I think Chad Bumpus has done a good job kind of getting close to sealing this deal up, and Jeff Lebby running the offense that he does really helps too.
What I find interesting about him, about Cunningham, is this. It felt like State was in a good spot even before the hiring of Jeff Lebby.
Yeah, even with the offense they had.
So it feels like that Mississippi State is where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for Mississippi State, and that's why it makes it so imperative. Everything is working in your favor right now. If you don't sign this kid, it is one of the biggest misses you've ever had. In my opinion, it's almost bigger than AJ. Because with AJ, at least you knew he really did never want to be at Mississippi State.
Right, and he never really gave you the impression that he did.
Right, this kid is saying everything that says, I'm coming to Mississippi State, you just got to wait, let me enjoy the recruiting process.
He is really enjoying taking these visits.
As he should, he's a five-star receiver.
And I don't blame him at all. I just think when it comes down to, you know what, Cutting?
Mm-hmm.
I just think at the end of the day, like, he's going to be at Mississippi State. He's got friends here. He's a little different kid. He's a country kid, small town. I think he comes from the Ware community.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, gosh, would he have been at Ware back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that school produced the studs anyway.
If you know, if you spend time around Ackerman, the kids there, especially like basketball kids, a lot of their best athletes that they have, just me like picking and choosing guys, if I look at some of the best players, they have strong wear ties. They're from Ware.
Mm-hmm.
That place is still churning them out. It's just the school just couldn't exist.
Yeah.
But that place is still churning out. And Choctaw County is a sleeping giant, by the way. They're building a multi-million dollar stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been through Ackerman, you've seen their football stadium. Mm-hmm. And it's long overdue. It's been there since the 40s. It's right there off of Highway 12. It's on 15 before you get to Highway 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had the same locker room for like 60 years. The field is just really needed an upgrade, and they're building up by the school a multi-million dollar stadium, turf field, video board, state of the art. It's going to be awesome. And that they've had the talent there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dylan Mitchell's doing a really good job there, Jamie Mitchell's son.
The bloodline is good.
Yeah, this year they won district. They had a tough ending, but they've got a chance to compete for state championships there. And you just see some of the talent that they got coming through there. And, you know, DeCenzo Miller was at Ware.
The McKinley brothers.
The McKinleys.
Yeah.
Alvin and Dennis. Roy Oswalt. It's mm-hmm. really incredible.
Andy Atkinson.
Is he a Ware guy?
Yeah.
Double A. He's thrilled right now. He just got about 5 minute, selling point on
Ware. Oh, yeah. He loved every bit of that. Let me ask you this, because you've covered plenty of Caleb Cunningham's games. Is he a five-star talent?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
He's
even know.
He's got to dominate at that level.
I don't know if he truly understands, like, or has even scratched the surface of how good he could be. Because there's a lot of things that he still has left to learn. He's been going on pure athleticism at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen him play basketball, you can see the talent. You know, I sat close to Chad Bumpus at one of his basketball games when Chad first got here last year. And Chad wanted to come see him play. And, you know, I think just looking at Chad, watching him, you could see it. But he's kind of been like a basketball player playing football. He's starting to come together for him. He can leap over just about anybody, has really good hands. He's just a natural kind of guy. And he hasn't even gotten close to scratch the surface. He's never really gone to, you know, done these 7-on-7 deals, gone to any wide receiver training. That's why I don't know, like, if his impact is going to be immediate at Mississippi State, because there's still some things to fine-tune about him. But I've seen him make some plays that I'm just like, I mean, what do you do?
Yeah.
You can drape safeties and cornerbacks all over him, but he can just go up there and make a play.
Yeah.
And that you can't teach some of the things that he has. So, yeah, I think he's a five-star guy. Now, when he commits, I believe it's a win that he commits, but, you know, you never know. I totally see him dropping in the rankings.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
He'll go. He's probably like a 97 right now. Probably dropped to like a 91, 92.
You know it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Oh, you commit to Mississippi State? Fart. Get him down.
I mean, he had 1,000 yards this year at Choctaw County.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Tomorrow's show, I think you'll be excited.
Hmm?
Tomorrow is 30 days till opening day.
Oh, boy.
It's time.
It's time to start talking?
Let's talk a little baseball tomorrow's show.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I'm not looking forward to it, though.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do that on tomorrow's show, and if anything pops up football, basketball-wise, we will definitely hit on that as well. You guys, you have a great Monday. Try to stay warm. Try to stay safe if you're out on the road, especially in North Mississippi. I know the weather's getting bad up here. If you're getting the day off, please enjoy it, and we'll be back with you on for Tuesday morning. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.